Hey, this is Adam Torres, and I'm here to tell you that it has never been easier to start your very own podcast. At Mission Matters, our goal is to amplify stories that matter. That means we want to help you start your podcast because your story matters. We can do this in three different ways. One, join our podcast school and take a free or paid course. Two, visit our resources page where we've already figured out what you need, such as where to host your podcast. Or three, heck, we can even do everything for you through our podcast agency, including editing for cheaper than you can do in-house. Oh, and no contracts, services month to month. Get started by heading over to missionmatters.com and click on Start a Podcast. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Entertainment Podcast, your source for all things entertainment. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Ed Waters on the line, and he's host over at Dead America Podcast. Ed, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Adam.
All right, Ed, so I'm excited to get into this topic with you. First off, love having fellow podcasters on the show. I'm like, oh, man, it's like I got a day off. This is exciting. I got somebody else here who is a podcaster, so excited to have you on, man. But first off, just to kick us off, I do want to get into your podcast. So tell us a little bit more about it and why you started it.
Well, Dead America Podcast came about through a lot of struggle, suffering. I went through a injury at work and I lost everything. So out of all of the anger, hostilities, I started basically griping on the internet back in 2007. And it just kind of perfected itself from there. And a couple years ago, I was reached out to from a place called Dialogue.am. Daniel DeBoe started a podcast live streaming service. And I got into feeling what it was like having people believe in you. So thanks to Daniel DeBoe and the crew behind Dialogue, they got me into believing in myself. And from there, I came up with Dead America. And from there, we're here talking today with Adam.
Man, that's amazing. So tell us a little bit more about the content and your show. Because first off, I love what you're doing. It makes a lot of sense. And I try to tell people all the time, I'm like, podcasting is such a fulfilling thing. And number one, for me, it's been personally, professionally, obviously also, but personally, I'm like, because you get to meet this amazing community of other podcasters and people. To me, it's like nothing else. It's just warm people and the community shares with each other. It's just been a lot of fun for me. So tell me a little bit more about like what you put into your show, like how you develop the content and that feel.
Well, the content is really open. You know, I am willing to talk to anybody. And as you start podcasting, it's hard to develop relationships out there. So the more you open up to others through conversations, you learn how to talk, get a dialogue going. Yeah, I started out doing monologues and interviews. Yes, interviews is something very different, and you know how difficult it can be at times. So I reach out to people basically to help other people, help me learn, and through my journey, help others. And that's basically what Dead America is about. We have awesome guests, Julia Christina. She's a therapist, and wonderful episode there. We have people like Miha Matlioski, and he's the Fail Coach.
I love the Fail Coach. I've had Miha on the show.
Oh, you know
awesome.
Him.
Yeah,
oh,
come on.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah, wow. He is that guy. His heart just comes through the microphone. I'm like, man,
I'm
where did he come from? He's an amazing.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, incredible man. And through others helping me with their own struggles, their own experiences, I've become a totally different person. I've lost the anger, the hostilities, and I've got hope. I've got optimism for everybody now. I love life a lot more because of podcasting. Everybody needs to get into podcasting.
So I have to ask you about the title. So Dead America, like that title doesn't scream to me that you love it all. Like, how'd you come up with this title? Because when I first saw it and I got it and then I looked at the content, I'm like, wait a minute. There's got to be something else behind this because I get you're a very positive person, but the title threw me off at first. Tell me more about it.
It's meant to do that. See, Dead America is really a term that a lot of people right now especially are feeling dead in America, lost, confused, you know, exposed to so much garbage and trash.
Mm-hmm.
Dead America, we all feel it, and we have to fix that. And that's my goal. That's my mission. You know, we have to feel alive. We have to feel needed, wanted, respected, loved. And we need more of that. Podcasting does that.
So I want to, and this is a very unfair question, and it's loaded or whatever else we want to say, and it's a terrible question, but I ask all my podcasters it, so you're getting asked the question. And that is, and you recorded quite a few episodes, I'm basically asking podcasters to choose between their kids. If you had to choose, like, just to give my audience a feel for your overall show, and you think about it, like, what episode sticks out as one to you that you're like, oh, that was one of my best? Told you it's the worst question I told you it's the worst question ever, but I want it. Give me the best one.
Yeah.
Because I want my audience to have it.
There is a lot of them. Each and every one of them are my special babies. But, you know, the one that really touches me the most is Tracy Maxfield, Bully Side. The lady really woke me up. And the way she was my first professional type interview, and she was open and willing to be there for me. Awesome. Mm. So I'll never forget Tracy Maxfield and what she does. And that is still my favorite episode today.
That's awesome. So tell us a little bit more about the episode.
Excuse me?
Tell us a little bit more about the episode. Now you piqued my interest. That's why I asked you, because I wanted to pique all our interest. So you hooked me. Tell me more about the episode. Come on. That's a little tip there for you, Ed. There you go.
Tracy Maxfield is a wonderful lady. She's a nurse, and she advocates for the young people in America. This lady puts herself out there. She went through a tremendous bout of depression, and she wrote a book called, excuse me, Tracy, forgive me, The Rabbit Hole, Breaking Through the Rabbit Hole, Tracy Maxfield. But after reading that book and understanding what Tracy went through and what she does for the youth, it's incredible. This lady puts her heart and her soul out, and she now has her own podcast, by the way, and it's Engage, Educate, Empower by Tracy Maxfield. And it's a wonderful thing. She interviews a lot of people, and she deals specifically with bullying on teenage youth kids. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing she's doing.
Wow, that does sound amazing. So Ed, that being said, I get a podcaster on here. I can talk all day to you, but we're about out of time for this episode. So what I want you to do is, people are listening right now. I know they want to follow Dead America. I know they want to connect more with your work overall. I mean, what's the best way for people to do all that?
The best way to get involved with me and connect with me is go directly to our website. That's deadamerica.website. And hit that contact tab. Become a guest on our show. Get your story out there. We love telling stories.
Fantastic. Well, Ed, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background and, of course, about your podcast. And to my listeners, go check that out, Dead America. Ed's a rock star out here in podcasting, and I love it. And I love to see that. I love that he knows me. Huh? I'm like, oh, man, just one big podcasting family. So the Fail Coach himself, I'm like, this is awesome. So, Ed, again, thank you for coming on the show. It's been a pleasure. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review in the Apple iTunes store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Entertainment, definitely give us a subscribe there, but leave us some comments in the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Ed, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.